Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues involving our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar on this post-election week.
You and I have been talking a long time about, you know, creating an innovative and dynamic economy, and that's really critical for the country and for everybody individually. I mean, we live in a time of very profound, rapid changing world, and some of it's good. You know, there's an IT revolution, artificial intelligence is being embedded and helping to anticipate what we want even before we know it. There's a biology revolution going on. You know, we decoded the human genome a couple of decades ago, and now we're really getting to where we can apply that to keeping people healthier. I've been very interested recently in some of the innovations in space. You know, you think about Elon Musk and talking about going to Mars, and that sounded crazy, you know, a few years ago, but all of a sudden you start to believe he's going to be able to do it. But there's also some negatives, and I think this is causing some of the angst in our country. You know, we talked about artificial intelligence and automation, and it's replacing a lot of jobs, and it's making people uncomfortable. You got a lot of justice issues, people feeling like maybe the police aren't, you know, as equitable as they could be. And so that's creating a lot of uncertainty. And in the midst of all of this, you know, the United States doesn't live in a vacuum. And, you know, we're no longer the largest economy, but by some metrics, that wasn't true just a couple of decades ago. But now, you know, this idea of having an innovative and dynamic society is just crucial to our future, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And I know that besides the political situation and events that have been going on, there's also been fear being expressed from entrepreneurs and innovators about, you know, the big tech companies reining in competition and being monopolistic. And so I know that that's being addressed right now in government.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for people to be anxious. And I'm very concerned right now that we're missing some key elements. And the first one is trust, trusting that, you know, people around us, for the most part, are doing the right thing, are trying to do the best they can. And I grew up in a political culture where I was taught to trust but verify. I mean, it's not being naive about people, but it's having a general bias that says, you know, everybody's trying to do the best they can do. You know, I think related to that is a notion that we're working in our enlightened self-interest. You know, the enlightened part of it is we're creating a community. Everything's not a quid pro quo. I mean, you're doing things sometimes for some people, and there might not be a direct return on it because you're trying to build this community. But the flip side of that is, you know, self-interest, and that is everybody's got to get enough out of this activity to continue, because if you're not getting anything out of it, then you're going to eventually go away. And so the key to this, I think, is a shared sense of values. And that's what we're really missing today. You know, the Constitution talks about, you know, inalienable rights that everybody has. So the country's founded on this notion. But I think a lot of this is going to have to come from outside politics, because it's you know, politicians' interest to kind of divide people. You know, I talked to Virginia Oldrich one time, and she was the founder of the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities. And she talked about recruiting a diverse group of teachers, then making promises to raise the resources she needed. And I asked her how she balanced that creative tension of being out of the box while being accountable for results. And what she told me was she defined what was essential for the school to survive, and that was what it took to attract resources. And the teachers had to give her that. And then once they gave her that, she was willing to let go and let them, you know, do what only they could do because of their expertise, and, you know, take their kids to the mountaintop. And I think if you apply that general idea to our society as a whole, that's where we need to get to. You know, there needs to be leaders with a broadly shared sense of values and common enlightened self-interest, whether it's in corporations, whether it's in government, whether it's in education or not-for-profits. And then we need to celebrate diversity, because there's lots of us that have lots of skills, lots of experience. And if we can let everybody do what they're distinctively capable of excelling at, you know, we'll have the most innovative and dynamic society. And I just wish we could get back to that.
And John, I'm sure that the vast majority of our listening audience would agree with you. Thank you so much for your time today and the discussion.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Success Facebook page, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.